Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
This is the end of the line, but you will survive.
You made it through. It's another day. You have brand new mercies, brand new grace, a brand new 24 hours to start something new, to do something right, to get it together, y'all. So this is Miss J in the morning. We're going to OD on positivity, the best in inspirational music. Got some news going on in the world, y'all, some crazy stuff going on, and I got to let you know how we do it. Some updates on what's going on with the company, of course, the Miss J area code check-in. Y'all love it, and I do, too. For those of you who are listening, make sure you tell everybody you can listen live on your phone by dialing 714-816-4743. But we're going to get it together right here on Miss J in the morning. Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, y'all. This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Until you see the beauty in growing old.
fly. All you got to do is get it together. We're getting it together right here on Miss J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who is calling in. I got you locked in. Don't worry. The Miss J area code check-in is coming up soon in the show. We got some news going on. Those of you who are Ford lovers, yeah, the car Ford, we don't even want to get into Miss J's personal opinion about Ford, but it's okay. I had a Ford. I had in past tense. Don't know if I'll do it again. But, yeah, they're in trouble. Yes, they're in trouble. And some high school girls did something crazy to their rival basketball team. I mean, this is just outrageous. So we got to talk about that later. But first on today, we're talking about surviving. We're talking about moving forward. We're talking about getting up, over, and through it all. You got to get it together. You can't hold on to all of the mess, all of the junk. You know, I'm going to quote something. All of you guys who are, like, spiritually sensitive, it might be a little rated PG, so yeah, I'll go ahead and say it, but I think it's going to bless a couple of people out there that's listening. And the quote was by my late father. I just love his wisdom, and that's the greatest person in the world besides my mother and my grandmother. he always said, the longer you stay in ish, the harder and stinkier it gets. Isn't that powerful? The longer you stay in ish, and you know he didn't say that word, I'm keeping it PG, the harder and stinkier it gets. It's not going to get easy as long as you stay in the middle of it. You have to find a way to get up out of it and turn it into some fertilizer. Pack it under your feet, throw some seeds on it, water it, keep it pushing. Whatever you do, you have to change. You have to make a choice to get up out of the situation. You have to make a choice to change the situation. You have to make a choice to do something that may not feel comfortable, that may not be the norm for you, that may seem out of character. But that's what God is pushing you to do. If God is allowing certain things to happen in your life over and over and over and over and over and over again, don't you think it's time for you to learn the lesson so you can move on from that rut, so you can get out of that sinkhole, so you can get up and over that hurdle? Unless you really like where you are. There are some people who actually like to complain. So maybe you just want to be in that situation. Maybe you want to get stuck. Maybe you like to be the victim. In that case, then keep it to yourself. I know it's tough love, y'all, but some of us need it. Some of us have to get it together. Some of us have to get shaken, sometimes slapped, sometimes kicked, sometimes pushed, encouraged, probed, maneuvered around, in order to get it together. We got to OD on positivity, y'all. There is a way out of it. There is a better choice. Shout out to all my ladies who survived, who got it together and rolled with me through Pumps for Life Women's Empowerment Sessions was off the chain for the month of March. The women have completed their sessions. We're having our triumph ceremony, their graduation on April 7th. In NorCal, those of you who can make it there, I need you to be there to support all of the ladies. But I'm just excited about them. And one thing that we talked about is making sure that we're making positive choices in our lives and finding a positive way to say no. Just because you say no to somebody doesn't mean that you got to feel guilty about it. And now you got to hurt them. They're going to be stuck, and you're going to cause a whole mess, a whole slew of hurt just because you said no. There are positive ways of saying no. There are healthy ways of saying no. You can say no and not feel guilty about it. In fact, we talked about our Bill of Rights, and one of them is I have the right to say no and not feel guilty about it. So, of course, fellas, we've been discussing and we've been talking about doing some empowerment sessions for you because I want everybody to OD on positivity, but especially us women. We got it hard. You know, we bring in life into the world. You can't be stressed out at 23 talking about you want to get married and have kids and wondering why you can't conceive once you're finally married because you got all this stress and all this drama around you. You want to live an abundant life. Christ came that we may have life and that more abundantly. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It continues. For Christ came into this world not to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Come on, y'all. It's scripture. We all know it. We learned it in Bible school. If you don't know it, go to Bible.com and figure out why is Jesus here. He's not this big, mean bully that's going to push you around. The Holy Spirit is not this micromanaging person that just hangs on your shoulder to make you feel bad all the time. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Jesus is a gift. He's our Lord and Savior. And if you claim that he's your Savior and you are saved, yet you have an abundance of stress, an abundance of drama, an abundance of sadness, an abundance of all this going on, you are out of the will of God. That is not God's will. God loves you enough that he gave his son for you so you don't have to go through all this. Jesus went through all this already. He bore it on the cross. So this weekend, those of us who celebrate the Easter holiday, it's okay for the kids to get it right now. It's okay to teach them about Jesus, but please don't be slapping no Easter eggs out of a two-year-old's hand and telling them not to eat no candy because it's not about the Easter bunny. Come on, y'all. We know what it's about. We know that Christ held everything. Everything on the cross, all of your pain, all of your infirmities, all of your sin, no matter how deep it is, no matter how nasty it is, no matter how hurtful it is, he handled all that already. So now that we're under the blood, now that we're saved, now that we're cleansed, we don't have to worry about that. Not to say that you're not going to go through anything. You will go through something, but one thing that you have to celebrate about is that you do have a way out of it. You do have someone who's going to guide you out of the situation. You just have to get in tune with it. You have to get right back on track. You fall off the bike, get right back up. You fall off the horse, get back up. You fall down, get up, dust your boots off. However you want to hear it, however you want to say it, it is possible. So a lot of us this weekend will be celebrating Easter, and Easter is celebrating not just the death, not just the burial, but the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Not Jesus Christ wasn't his last name, y'all. Yeah, Jesus is the Christ. And when he ascended into heaven after walking among us, showing himself to a few folk, he dispatched a gift which is called the Holy Spirit. So I had to give y'all a little Bible, you know, lesson, let y'all know what's going on, what's up for this holiday and this weekend and why everybody is happy. It's a time to celebrate. It's a time to feel the love of God. It's time to understand. If you don't get it right, this weekend is the best time to get it. It's time to get it. It's time to get it. Get it together. This is your time. Those of you who are feeling this right now, I love you. This is in love. Those of you who are not feeling it, it might not be for you. You might have it together, but share it with someone else. Don't sit here and hoard all of your greatness. Don't sit here and hoard all of your blessings and all of your gifts and all of your accomplishments. Share them. A lot of us are miserable because we're fat in the spirit. We're constipated in the spirit. I'm serious. Like, really, you guys ever been constipated? Y'all don't want to talk about that because y'all act like don't nothing happen down there in your colon and in your areas, right? But I have experienced some. Everybody has. I'm going to put it out there. Everybody's been constipated at one time, and their spiritual constipation is the most miserable feeling in the world. You antsy, you walk, don't be constipated, and then you can't, look, we don't even want to go there. I'm not going to go too deep. I hear some of y'all like, ew, it's the truth. I want you guys to really catch this in the spirit. A lot of times, you are going through some things, you're feeling anguish and you're feeling pain because you're spiritually constipated. You're going to church. You're doing what you're supposed to do, but you're sitting on it. You're not sharing it with anybody. You're not letting it flow. So it's getting packed down and packed down. You have all this word. You have all this. You get antsy. You get excited. You want to try something new. And you're like, ooh, I've always wanted to dance, but I was always scared to do it. I've always wanted to sing, but now I'm too old now. So you keep packing it down and pushing it back and pushing it aside. And next thing you know, you're just really going to explode. And that's not good. Not healthy. It's not a pretty sight. So what you need to do is find someone else. Find some youth. Mentor them. Love on them. Once you start loving on somebody else, it'll help release some of that steam. It'll help release some of that pressure. And I promise you, you'll get through it. I promise you, you'll get through it. And next thing you know, you'll be looking back and saying, you know what? All that hell I went through, all that drama I went through, it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And if I had to do it all again, I probably wouldn't even change it. So let's get into some music. Here's Faith Evans again.
Ooh, time to ease your mind. So hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah.
I feel good, and I know it's
come on. Show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Into the best morning show ever, right here on Miss Jay in the Morning. We OD on positivity. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Miss Jay Challenge, and we all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. You guys have developed habits of stress, habits of worry, habits of overthinking, habits of complaining, habits of being lazy. So why not develop a habit of being positive It has been psychologically, medically, even spiritually proven that changing your thoughts, your words, and your actions for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. For example, those of us who are still trying to hold on to our New Year's resolutions and lose weight, we fell off the wagon a few times. Those of you who are going back and forth and struggling, you have that what they call yo-yo effect in your dieting. You're up one day, you're down the next in your weight. You know, you got it together, then you don't. You know, you're working out hard, but then you go and eat like 8 Twinkies afterwards. It's difficult. Ms. J goes through the same thing. A study was actually done on a group of people who did the exact same thing as far as eating habits, exercise. The group that did what they were doing, their regimen, with a negative attitude. They were complaining about it. Oh, I hate going to the gym. I don't like doing that. Why do I have to give up all the good stuff? I like that. Do you mean I got to eat all this? I don't even like water. Can I put something in the water? Versus those who just went for it. The people who just went for it without complaining lost more weight and kept their weight off versus the ones who were complaining about it. There was nothing different, no different pills given, no different regimen. In fact, they were actually exercising less because stress helps you to gain weight. The stress in your life is making you gain weight. So even though you're trying to work out, you're going back home and you're stressing, your blood pressure is up and all this stuff is going on. You're packing on the pounds and packing on the calories, and now you feel defeated in every area of life. So let's OD on positivity. And Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm here to help you do that. So let's go ahead and have a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the Ms. J area code check-in. Got some news to talk about. Of course, some great music. So I love all of you, and I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy that this is the last time we're going to focus on the hurt and the wrongness in your life. And you guys are taking steps to move forward. Move forward, y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. It's Ms. J in the morning.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Ms. J, in the morning.
Deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. I played to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first love me. Come on, in my heart I cursed you, but you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new. My lust and my greed. What is a man, that you mindful of him? What? And
what do I have to deserve this love?
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. Was like a hero in a dream. Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world, tell the world, tell her. I'ma tell it everywhere I go, tell the world, tell her. Yeah, I'ma feel more.
Put your carotiders, keep coming. And your love is so unconditional, like it's butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, not a new me, got a clear view. That was so dead, I couldn't hear you. Too deep to sin to come near you. But you pull me in, you clean me up, then take me home, feed me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let the folks know that I done seen your love. And it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it. Can't quench your love, they can't separate us from the love of God. It's no estimate. My face looks the same, my brain didn't rearrange. But I'm changed, I promise ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before, I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world, and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. Was like a hero in a dream. Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world.
Tell the world right here on Miss J in the morning. I'ma tell it. I'ma tell the truth. I'ma tell you we need to OD on positivity and get it together right here on Miss J in the morning. I'm so grateful for all of you guys who have tuned in. It's time for the Miss J area code check-in. I'ma tell it. I'ma tell it. Hey, we're going to get it going right here. Those of you who have called in, those of you who are listening on your computer, rather, if you want to get in when you fit in, call in now, 714-816-4743, and rep yo city. All these area codes that are calling in, I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling my family from all across the world. Shout out to all of my international listeners. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I love you, too. I'm going to give you a shout out. But those of you who called in, I got you locked in. So it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. Here we go, 209-408-501. 212-336-6622-860-602-678-310-714-910-814-919-414-919-413-403-4033. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody who is calling in. 238, you just called in. I got you, too. So grateful for all of you who are calling in. Thank you for all of the love. Thank you for all of the support. I'm really grateful for everyone who continues to listen on your computer. Shouts out to my Macs and my PCs. Thank you for all the love around the world. Those of you who are friends with me on Facebook, you're following me on Twitter. Those of you who have subscribed to my YouTube channel, more videos coming soon, y'all. We got to get it together and do it the right way. So it takes time. But thank you for liking, sharing, commenting, all that great stuff. We got the Miss J Forum. I open it up while I'm on the show on Facebook. So those of you who are not my friend on Facebook, you need to become my friend. And you need to like my page. Thank you for all of you guys who are continuing to like the Miss J page. If you want to find out how to get to that, you can become my friend on Facebook and link to my page. Or go to Facebook.com Facebook.com/MissJProductions. It's just that easy. You can also catch me right here, live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. Log on to the website, www.MissJProductions. You see how easy that is? It's easy to remember because of your love. We are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Man, you can go on there, and this time you got to type in Miss J in the morning. But you can search Miss J Productions on Google, Bing, however you want to get it. You can get it, and you can get it while the getting is good. I love it so much. Shout out to DJ Abnormal on the East Coast. Those of you who logged on to iArtistRadio.com, love you so much. You can listen on demand, y'all. Also, make sure to download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7 for the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration. Your girl, Miss J in the Morning, featured on the mobile app, so you can get me right there on your phone on demand. So make sure you do so. The best in inspirational music. Inspirational events, we got a lot going on with Miss J Productions. Like I mentioned before, the ladies of pumps. Every woman needs her pump. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. We have Pumps for Life Empowerment Series for the month of March, Women's Month, getting women together, pushing them forward in life, and they have completed their sessions. They have survived, and now we have our triumph ceremony. We have our celebration of sisterhood, April 7th, which is a Sunday, 4 p.m. in North Stockton, California. I'm inviting everyone to come out. We have some awesome honorees, the women who have gone above and beyond the call of duty, who have sacrificed their time to better themselves, to get some more tools, to find a new perspective, and I am so grateful and honored to be able to walk with them, not just lead them, but walk with them through this process because it's helped me as well. So, y'all, make sure you get onto my Facebook page. The event is up there. Tell me you're coming and then come. We'll have some food there, free vendor tables that are available. The ladies will, we'll have some singers, some dancers. Miss J will be on stage. I might be up there a couple of times hitting the mic up. So y'all want to hang out with me, have a good time. It is a free event. You don't have to pay for nothing to get in. So just get in where you fit in. We're going to have a little food, a little something for you to munch on. We're going to do it right and do it nice. Make sure you get there on time because limited seats are available. So the best thing to do is go ahead and click I'm going on the Facebook event page. You can find that by also going to the website, or you can just call our office, 209-286-MISS-J. Again, the number is 209-286-MISS-J to RSVP and save your seat. Because I don't want the marshals coming in telling me we over capacity, and I get in trouble because y'all want to come in late. So if you got a group of folks coming with you, let me know, but I look forward to seeing you there. Now let's get into some news real quick before the show ends. I just had to make sure I shared that every time I get on the show until the day happens. Yes. Ford is in some mess, y'all. Yeah, Ford Company. Ford Motor Co. has some nice cars. They're actually getting better. But, when I was going through the process of getting my first car and all that stuff, I remember everybody said, like, stay away from Ford. Stay away from Ford. It said Ford stands for Fix or Repair Daily. Like, it was always something wrong with Ford. And my first Ford was a Ford Contour. They don't even make them anymore. It switched to be the Ford Mercury, which I don't even think they make that anymore. But it was true. Like, once one thing happened, and I know sometimes it's true for other cars, but one thing happened on that Ford, and everything happened. Like, everything went horrible in that car. And the guy that I was dating at the time, I was actually engaged to at the time, like, was just so stressed out about the car. It just consumed our whole relationship. So I just stayed away from Ford because it is attached to so many horrible memories. I'm not saying you guys shouldn't buy a Ford. I'm just saying that's why Miss J, like, tries to stay away from them. But Ford Motor Co. is taking a bunch of heat for a series of ads that was released in India. International news, y'all. This show, I saw the picture, and, of course, I'm going to show it on the forum so you guys can, say what you feel. But it was basically for the Ford car, I forgot, the little cab thingy. It's like a little hatchback Ford. I forgot what it is, but it says it in the ad. I'm just paraphrasing. But it shows caricatures of three women in the back of the Ford, like in the cab area, like bound and gagged. And then there's like a driver in the seat, like winking. Now, they use celebrities, and the purpose of the ad was to show the capacity of the trunk and kind of take a stab at, you know, celebrities. Like one ad, it shows Paris Hilton driving the car with the Kardashian sisters bound and gagged in the back. Yeah, you think it's funny, but apparently India is not, like, happy about it. And Americans are getting on it and saying that it's so inappropriate because there's a lot of, like, sex trafficking, kidnapping women and trying to bring them over. Like, why would Ford even think this is funny, even if it's celebrities? And so, yeah, while I say I do think it's a bit distasteful, I can see where they were trying to go, like, ha, 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 funny. I don't know, y'all. Ford, y'all should have thought about that. Like, y'all really should have. Once I actually saw the ad, I was kind of like, ooh, yeah, I don't think that's, like, something funny that you kind of play around, because that's a serious issue. We got a lot of international, like, sex trafficking, women rights that they're still fighting for and all this. And so as a company, you don't want to promote, even as you're joking, when you're trying to advertise a car and its capacity for, you know, whatever cargo you want to have. You definitely don't want to use humans, even in a caricature type form, in the back. So Ford did apologize, and they are removing the ads. Yet, you know, people in India and even in America are saying that the damage is already done. So what do y'all think about it, man? I don't know. I just really think it's one of those bad decisions that Ford made. You know, it's kind of like we apologize, like, oops, my bad. We really didn't think like that. But on the other hand, knowing business and understanding, like, international news, dude, that really, like, who thought about that? Like, who sat there and was like, oh, we can just gag people in the back. That's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I don't think they were really thinking about what was relevant in the world. And showing the capacity of a car, you really don't have to have three women, like, gagged and bound. But, I mean, in their defense, whoever the artist was, it was great. Great art. So, Ford said they're sorry, and that's one thing that I like about companies. If they actually take the time to apologize and change it, then I say you should go ahead and give them a pass. Now, if they do it again, then I think, you know, we need to take it a little bit further. But, hey, that's what it is. In other news, in Missouri, man, what's going on with these high school students? The girls' basketball team did something crazy to their rival team. Now, you know, I went to basketball. I played sports only in summer league, but I get it, you know. There was, you know, traditionally when you have these big, you know, the homecoming games, you go and you steal the other team's mascot or, you know, you do something crazy to them, you know, like stealing a trophy and they can't find it just to shake them up and make them weak for it. You know, the purpose was to make them all disgruntled and weak so they'll lose the game. But now kids are taking it a little bit too far. In Missouri, the girls' basketball team actually poured urine into their opponent's cooler. Yes, the girls' basketball team peed in a cup, urine, nasty, disgusting, toxic waste coming out of your body, put it in a cup, and poured it into their opponent's cooler. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. How dare you? Who are teenagers? Teenagers are coming up with some crazy mess. The article doesn't even show how they got caught. I don't even want to know how they got caught. I want to know, how are they getting disciplined? The article doesn't even say that. Now, the other day, I reported a young 18-year-old ran to a bingo hall and yelling, bingo, and made everybody mad. And he got, like, days in jail, $250 fine, and the judge told him he can't say bingo for 6 months. These girls are actually harming people's health. Like, this is really, like, serious. Like, they had to get, like, poison control in there, take the whole team to go get looked at. I mean, this is some serious mess, and they don't even mention the disciplinary actions. All they say is the school wants the parents not to retaliate. I think it's a little bit something, you know, to think about. Like, this is not something that's just a funny joke. This is when you're messing with people's health, when you're pouring something in somebody else's cooler and they're sitting there drinking whatever comes out of the cooler. They're consuming what's coming out of your body. It comes out of your body for a reason. I want to see these girls like, reprimanded to the highest extent. Like, you need to have your behind whooped, plus do some time, plus do some fines, plus do the other team's laundry and everything for, like, the rest of the school year and then some. Like, I want to see all that happen. So Ms. J is going to share it on the forum. Let's talk about it. But I'm going to stay up on the story in Missouri, and I want to find out, like, what are they going to do to these girls? Like, a boy just yells bingo, and now he's doing jail time. Now he has a criminal record and all this stuff, and these girls are actually pouring urine in somebody else's cooler, and they don't even report what they did. I don't care if you're a minor or not. But you need to be, like, seriously, you need to be punished. Like, serious punishment. It's disgusting. I don't know what's going on. I have to share that. And I'm going to stay on top of the story, so I'm going to give us an update. But I really hope the other team, really, this is how, like, good the story would be, is that if that happened by the other team and the other team still beat those girls, like, wouldn't that be hot? Like, you did all this stuff and you lost. See, that's how the enemy is. The enemy tries to do things to hurt you, to distract you, but you were still a winner. You were still an overcomer. You will still conquer. So I'm going to dig deeper into the story about the Missouri girls basketball team. Going to share it. We're going to do some research, see what goes on. But I want to see them beat. Like, they don't ever win a game for, like, a whole season or something. Like, that's the ultimate punishment for even thinking something that disgusting to do to a person. How dare you? Oh, we are more than conquerors, so let's get back into some music. I'm going to play this track, and then when we come back, we got some more music, and then we're at the end of the show, y'all. I know, time flies when we're having fun, but stay tuned, because we got some more music right here on Miss J in the Morning.
No losing, right?
Shout out to Sam Collier right here on Miss J in the Morning. There's no losing in life. You are a winner no matter what you do. I don't care if you're a janitor, if you're a painter, if you're a homemaker, you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're a stay-at-home grandma, you're a stay-at-home grandpa, if you're a carpenter, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, if you're a teacher, if you're a minister, if you're a student. I don't care if you work at McDonald's. No matter what you do, you got to be a go-getter. Go get it. Go get your blessing. Do it to the fullest. Make sure you get up out of that mess. Get out of that rut. You can do it right here, Miss J, in the morning, Monday through Friday, where we OD on positivity, and you can start right now today. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to talking to y'all every morning. So I'll see you in the morning. Mwah!
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today. No longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today.
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. Ooh. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today.
Though you never felt winds blow like this before.
My last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay. Today, see today, I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid. Today.
Come somebody.